There was someone over there who was trying to get in on academies.
Hello, I'm Claire Buxton. I'm head of history at Harris Academy in South Norwood, which is an outstanding academy. And I haven't got horns or a tail, as you can see. We teach history twice a week to Year 7, 8 and 9. And we've got three sets of GCSE history next year. But at the same time, I did have a question about how we can cater for lower ability students in history, because there isn't a foundation level in the paper or a BTEC qualification for history. And I think if you can't beat them, you've got to join them, really. I think we're making history far too elitist.
Claire, thank you for that. Which members of the panel would like to reply to that?
I've really wrestled with this, because when the GCSE first came in, I thought it was a tremendous strength of the history curriculum that it didn't involve dividing and separating students. But there is no doubt that history GCSE is very demanding. And if you take a typical question, which is to offer a view, to offer students some pieces of evidence to think about and ask them to judge a claim being made about the past in light of their own knowledge and the range of evidence that they've been presented with, that is immensely demanding. I think it's rightly demanding. I am absolutely passionate about that. I want people who can listen to something that's being said and think, does that connect with the things I know? Have I got enough evidence to judge the validity of that claim and to really work with it? So I think it's right that we should have GCSEs that ask those kinds of questions. But I am desperately worried about the fact that schools say, well, if you're not going to achieve a grade C at that, it's not worth you doing anything. And I think that is the pressure of the five A's to C's coming in. I would like to say, let's really value an F or an E or a D or even a G for students who achieve those. And if we can't get that, then I think we do have to think seriously about alternative kinds of qualification. I think we also have to think about whether we just assess. We've now got controlled assessment, and many teachers have said in the survey that makes it harder for students who take longer to work out and to organise their ideas. They used to be able to succeed with coursework and a bit more space, and now the kind of time pressure is on. Why can't we think creatively about, okay, if you're doing it in controlled conditions, does it have to be written? Why can't you put together a documentary, a good, powerful narrative, if that's the view of history, if you want to present an interpretation and the evidence that supports it? I don't see why that has to be done always in written forms. So I do think we need to think creatively about how it works. But I think we need to maintain a vision of what the real challenges and the value of studying history are for what it enables you to do.
Chris.
Okay. I want to say a couple of potentially more challenging things to a teacher audience. One of our jobs is to teach hard things to people who find them hard. And I think that there is some evidence, sure it doesn't apply to anybody who's turned up this evening, that there's some evidence in some schools that history departments are not wildly unhappy about teaching the best 30% at GCSE. It's never easy, but it's rather easier than teaching the full ability range. And I think that's a real challenge, and I think we need to take that on board. And I think it's possibly an area where our professional culture might not be quite where we need it to be. Catherine's quite right. You don't need me to say this, that what substantially drives perceptions of difficulty is perceptions of the assessment load. We have reached a situation where the effective control of the 14 to 16 curriculum rests not, we may talk about control of the curriculum later, it rests not with teachers, it rests not with government, it rests not with parents, it rests with three very large semi-commercial organisations who run the examination system. And one of the things we ought to work out is how on earth did we get ourselves into a position where the 14 to 16 curriculum was run by organisations like that? We have an obligation, seems to me, to find ways of communicating with kids who find this really hard, not least because they can often offer us insights that we had not spotted. I remember teaching a bottom set year 8 in Tottenham, For reasons best known to me, we were looking at a picture of a medieval monastery. I can't quite remember why that seemed relevant in Tottenham, year eight, but we were. And one kid said to me, "Here, sir, what did they use for bog paper?" And I said, because I thought I'd read a book on this, I said, "They used leaves." And he said, quick as a flash, "So what do they use in the winter? Holly?"